United Nations climate talks enter their final stretch in Paris this week, with countries working to draw up a new global agreement to prevent global warming from exceeding 2 degrees. The Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop is now leading the Australian delegation and updated the conference on the government's newly announced innovation strategy. The minister says there's still plenty of work to do, but she's confident a global agreement can be reached.
Mr. President, we've seen an unprecedented display of collective commitment and ambition this year. Around 185 countries have submitted post-2020 targets, many quantifiable, many unconditional. Experts tell us this has been a significant step forward. We're also well aware this will not yet be enough to stay well below the 2-degree goal. 5 yearly reviews of targets will allow countries to build on their efforts as technology develops and capacity grows. A new agreement must harness this collective momentum and promote further ambition and action by all countries over time. Through improved transparency, we should have confidence that other countries are meeting their targets and will drive further efforts to meet our shared goal. We need a strategy to build ambition and action over time. We will be successful in delivering a global agreement if we work together. The world is watching and demands nothing less.
The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop. Well, on the sidelines, an international collaboration of scientists has released an annual tally of greenhouse gas emissions. For the first time, they say emissions have stalled while economic growth continued. It's a glimmer of good news, but experts are cautioning against celebration just yet. ABC Environment reporter Sarah Phillips reports.
The Global Carbon Project has been tracking greenhouse gas emissions for more than a decade. In that time, it's seen nothing but growth. That is, until 2014, when emissions were basically flat. And the numbers for 2015 show that emissions may actually be falling by around 0.5%. Pep Canadel is the executive director of the Global Carbon Project.
What's extraordinary of these past 2 years is that the slowdown has happened along with a robust growth of the global economy, with the GDP growing well over 3%.
So were you surprised by what you found?
Oh, absolutely. What we found these past 2 years have not really been observed before, nor we were expecting so suddenly to see this plateauing.
The tension between maintaining economic growth and preventing climate change from becoming worse has long dogged climate policies. Dr. Canadel believes it's too early to say whether the world has overcome the challenge.
I think that we'll see emissions resuming in the very near future. What I think that is that we may be moving away from the very fast growth in emissions that we've seen over the past 15 years to a slower growth on global emissions and perhaps a few plateaus here and there over the next while before we ultimately we peak emissions.
John Connor from the Climate Institute says the research confirms what their own work has found.
All the studies show that we can have continued economic prosperity and declining and ultimately zero emissions. That's work that we at the Climate Institute have done, that the ANU and ClimateWorks have done. But by 2050, we can be at zero emissions and still have grown our GDP some 150%.
Dr. Canadel says the world still has a tough task ahead of it.
The total budget that we have from the beginning of the Industrial Revolution for 2 degrees is about 3 trillion tons of CO2. The bad news of this is that more than two-thirds of this budget has been already consumed. The budget that is still left is being consumed about 40 billion tons per year, which means that in less than 30 years, we'll have consumed all this budget. And at that point, if we still want to be under 2 degrees, we would have to be not emitting any emissions into the atmosphere.
He's doubtful we will achieve our climate goal unless countries step up their ambition at the Paris climate talks this week.
And unless something happens in terms of ambition, it's likely that we're going to go beyond 2 degrees.
And that's Executive Director of the Global Carbon Project, Pep Canadel, ending that report by Sarah Phillips.